chosen in Christ, gifted and sent by God, sent two by two, commissioned with authority to participate in the ministry of Jesus. The readings this Sunday invite us to reflect on the mission of the church and our ministry received through baptism. The church is called not only to proclaim the good news of salvation realized in Jesus Christ and offered to all, but also to boldly confront the evil forces of this world. In the first reading, the prophet Amos is sent by the Lord to Bethel to preach against the evil lifestyle of the priests and leaders because they misled the people by worshipping idols. God has sent Amos to speak God's word, the word of truth. Paul reminds us in the second reading that to be a Christian is to belong to God. Before the world was made, he chose us in Christ to be holy and spotless. If we belong to God in Christ, we cannot serve other masters. We must make a choice and remain faithful. In the gospel, Jesus commissions and sends the 12 with authority over unclean spirits. He sends them to proclaim a message of repentance. When people listened and repented, the apostles could then drive out demons and cure the sick. To underscore the urgency of repentance, Jesus instructs them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money, no credit card in their wallets, with sandals and without a spare tunic. In other words, they are to be totally dependent on God. So what message do we take home this Sunday? 1. Just as Amos is chosen and sent to confront the idolatry of the people of Israel, you and I are chosen and sent to confront today's worship of false gods. 2. Just as Jesus sends his apostles to proclaim repentance and to heal the sick, Jesus sends us too into our communities to proclaim God's message of mercy, compassion, and healing. And finally, material possessions should never become an obstacle to proclaiming the gospel, because Christ who sends us will provide. In other words, we need to travel light, without material or spiritual baggage. Think about it and stay tuned. This is Monsignor John Binder speaking from St. John Apostle and Evangelist Parish, Mililani, Hawaii.